All right, why don't we talk some football?
Let's talk about football and your Chicago Bears. Down, set, punt, or will they punt? Can we get to the Super Bowl, or will we choke? It's the Bears Camp Report with Adam Hoge.
Love to download, don't you? It's like from esoteric literature to Chicago Bears training camp. Joining me now on the line, Adam Hoge, WGN Radio Sports. You can check it out at WGNRadio.com/Bears. Adam, okay, so we are without a starting center. That's not a good thing to be talking about in the second week of camp.
No, you're right. I mean, you know, a couple weeks ago, I think most Bears fans wouldn't have been all that upset about Hronis Grassou going down for the year. I mean, you ever want to see a guy get hurt, but let's be honest, he wasn't that great last year in his rookie season. But, you know, I was skeptical, too, kind of going into the season how much, you know, they were talking him up and saying, no,
he's a little undersized. Yeah, right.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I remember talking to him back in OTAs, and I had a great conversation with him at Hallis Hall a couple months ago where, he was so honest with me and said, you know, all this talk about my weight and how I'm not, you know, big enough. Yeah, I'm putting on weight and working on that, but a lot of the problems I had last year was not really understanding the playbook and really being out there too early. And I think people forget that he was a third-round pick who was really supposed to be redshirted for a year. I think the Bears took him where he was because they saw the upside, but he wasn't necessarily ready to go as a rookie. And because Will Montgomery got hurt last year, he was forced into duty early on. And, you know, I think he went through some growing pains. And I think in the Bears' mind, they really thought that, you know, the start of year two was when he could take over a center. He'd be bigger. He'd understand the game a little bit more, and it would all work out. And all, you know, yes, it's just training camp, but things are going really well for him down here in Bourbonnais. He looked bigger, he looked stronger, he was looking very good in one-on-one drills, which I put a lot of weight into here in training camp when they had the pads on. So for him to go down the way he did on Saturday at Soldier Field with a non-contact torn ACL, you know, it's tough too, especially because he's the guy you root for. He's a really nice kid. Really put in the work, and I know his teammates love him. So this was a tough one.
Let me ask you, what's the contingency plan? I mean, they are still in camp. There's probably going to be some cutdowns, maybe some veterans released. But right now, Ted Larson steps in. But is he the fix?
Well, I think they hope he is. Now, Ted Larson's kind of been your swing guard down here in camp. When Kyle Long was out for a while, at the start of camp, he was in there at right guard. He was working at left guard back in OTAs before Cody Whitehair was ready to go. And actually, Larson dealt with an injury during OTAs that kind of pushed him out of the starting lineup, at least working with the first team. And that's when they moved Cody Whitehair in there. And Whitehair's, I mean, a second-round pick, rookie, he's going to be starting right away. And I think he's a little bit more pro-ready than Grassou was a year ago. So Whitehair is going to be your left guard most likely. And Larson is going to be at center. And I think the reason why they're going with that instead of Whitehair, because Whitehair could play center, is I think they just like what Whitehair's doing at left guard. Mm-hmm. He played tackle in college, so it's only moving over one spot. He's already been working there. You don't want to make him learn a new position all of a sudden. Now, that being said, and Larson's a veteran who can probably deal with it a little bit better, if Larson were to go down, I think Whitehair is your next center, and I'm basing that off the fact that Whitehair has still been working he's still been taking some reps at center, really once the third or fourth team gets out there. He does take some reps every day in that spot, and he is still kind of learning that position just in case. So the bottom line here is the depth on the offensive line as we sit here on August 8th.
It's already in question.
Very thin. And that's scary.
Yeah, it's funny because they spent so much time bringing in free agents and they seem to retire or get hurt right away. As a Bears fan and as a football fan, tell us the importance of that position of center. I mean, there's line checks. I don't know how the Bears do it, and I know over time they've changed things up because they haven't had the talent in the right spot. And the second part to that question is, you know, on Friday we were talking about how it felt good that the Bears were finally, you know, having the right guys for the right position. They weren't mixing and matching and moving guys around, but the loss of Grassou seems like we're back to that stage again.
Yeah, they kind of are there, and yeah, the center spot's important because, you know, that's the guy communicating with the quarterback the most, and you know, pointing out different protections and kind of helping the quarterback identify who the Mike linebacker is, and by that, that's the point of them setting their protection scheme on any given play. But when they identify the Mike, it means, okay, this guy has that guy, and then from there on, every single person on that offensive line knows who they're assigned to on every play, and that all happens in the moment at the line of scrimmage. So when you have an inexperienced center in there, it can cause some problems that aren't necessarily obvious, you know, while you're watching a game. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of what was going on with Hronos Grsu last year and what led to some of those struggles. They weren't necessarily so obvious when you were just watching the games. And so I think that goes into this decision the Bears are making today, yeah, in making Ted Larson the veteran, who not necessarily, he hasn't really been a center all that much in his career, but he has done it before, but he's a vet. He's seen a lot of pro games before, a lot more than Cody Whitehair has, yeah, right, as a rookie. And so I get their mindset there.
All right, one last question just about the your piece that's on WGN Radio now, catching up with the second draft class of Ryan Pace. From the rookie class that's at camp, who's shining the brightest?
Ooh, who is shining the brightest? No, it's a good question. I mean, if the definition of your question is kind of like who's the most obvious that's making the big plays, it's probably still Daniel Braverman, the seventh-round
right
wide receiver, who has just caught everything, and he's made some spectacular grabs. The guy who I think is the most pro-ready and ready to go week one, though, is Cody Whitehair, who I've been talking about.
Right.
And actually, you know, I identified him as a guy going back to January at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, as somebody who might not have the highest upside, so he might not be a first-round pick, but somebody who I really thought was just so steady and could play week one if he needed to, and he's going to need to for the Chicago Bears. So that's a good sign. You know, I've said multiple times, and I mean this as a compliment, not an insult, and it was in my piece today, he's boring. He's boring when you watch him. That's a good thing for an offensive lineman. He just, I watched his tape out of Kansas State, I was bored because it was just every single rep was the same. It was just him doing his job. Nothing spectacular, nothing out of the ordinary. Just he blocked the guy every single time. It was so steady. And I think that's what the Bears have seen from him so far in camp, and that's a good thing.
Adam Hoge, covering the Bears and Bourbonnais. Big game coming up here on Thursday, but we'll check back with you tomorrow. Adam, you can check out his stuff at WGNRadio.com/Bears. Adam, thanks for joining us, bud.
Thanks, Justin.